Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10 our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation. The ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always. I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." In this awareness, in this truth, let us be conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Hold. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention down into our heart space, into the sanctuary of the soul, the cave of the heart. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the spirit within God Almighty. Inhale. Hold. Slowly. This morning I'm reading from Psalm 68, from Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Excuse me. Blessed be the Beloved, who daily bears us up, the Comforter who leads us to wholeness. The Beloved calls us to new life and guides our feet away from darkness. Yes, the Beloved will empower us with love as we face the fears within. Love ever whispers, "I will break down the walls of illusion, I will shatter the fears that bind, that you may walk in a new dawn, that you may dance with light hearts and spread peace throughout the earth. Then will there be great celebrations, O Beloved, as the peoples come into the light. The singers in front, the musicians will follow, children will join the procession. Bless the Beloved before the peoples, the Holy One, the Giver of life. All nations will partake in this new life. From east and the west, from the north and the south, will the peoples come. Call forth our strength, O Beloved. Stand by us as we break down the fears that bind us. Because you dwell in our hearts, we are strong and live with courage. We shall walk among the beasts that dwell among the weeds, the doubts that weaken us and confuse us. We shall root out fears out of the darkness with beams of your love. Let all within that separates us beware. As we stretch out our hands to the Beloved, sing to the Beloved, O nations of the earth. Sing praises to the one who is love, to the one who gathers the nations together, to the Beloved whose voice is heard in the silence. Ascribe wisdom to the indwelling presence, who invites us to understanding, who calls us to live in peace. Majestic is love in our hearts, the Beloved heart of our hearts, who gives us strength and wisdom to the people. Blessed be the Beloved." O Divine Mother, Father God. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, acknowledging you, the ground of being, the source of all that is, the beloved of our soul. As we seek to release all that binds us, all our fears, all our worries, all our angst, everything that makes us feel separate from you, everything that helps us to forget that you are in charge and that all is well, everything that has shifted us from the understanding that we are one with you and all that you are. Release the binds, release the fears, release the illusions, release us from everything and anything that makes us see duality. Bring us back to the remembrance that we are one with you and all that you are, that we are God itself in expression, in and through and as us. Bring us back to the remembrance that there is nothing too hard for you to do, for you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's healing of our physical form, our financial affairs, our relationships, Lord, you are able to do it all. As we surrender the sense of separation and remember our oneness with you. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we rest and marvel in this truth, as we rest and allow these words to permeate our consciousness and our entire being, let them resonate within every cell and particle of us. That healing in our physical bodies, our mental bodies, our spiritual bodies, our ethereal bodies is complete. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For all that is happening in this world, especially in our beloved country at this time where there is so much division. Let us come together, recognizing the good for the greater, and not our own individual wants and needs. Let our politicians be guided to be honest, to operate with integrity and dignity as they seek to be of service to this nation. And as we remember our country, we hold all countries in our heart. For we come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, we are humankind, we are all of you. So for whatever is happening in each and every country, whether there is a need or a want or a healing, whatever it may be, we surrender and bring it into your presence now. Divine Beloved, as the fires rage, as the floods are torrents, as there is so much going on with earthquakes and mudslides and all that is happening on our planet, we remember all sentient beings, those that are fleeing to safety, those who are just fleeing their habitat because we have polluted it. Let us remember that we are only caretakers of this earth. We do not own it. It does not belong to us. And let us respect all life forms upon it. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. When there are no words left to say, you know what is in our hearts. You know our individual needs as well as our collective needs. So in this moment and at this time, I simply surrender it all to you. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever and eternally grateful. And so it is. Amen. Let these words truly permeate your being. Let them resonate from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. This unchanging, unending, unceasing truth. That God is all there is, and we are one with God. take a deep breath in. And repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday as we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.